When you find the right home, you want nothing to get in your way. That's why Leia Life offer mortgage protection in minutes. Our fast, straightforward mortgage protection application process is the best way to keep your mortgage moving. No paperwork or medical, just a few simple online questions and you'll get an instant decision. With covers starting at just €2.34 per week. For mortgage protection that's streets ahead, visit leialife.ie.
Insurance provided by IPTQ Life SA. Leia Healthcare Limited, trading as Leia Life and Leia Healthcare, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
You're pathetic. Everything about you is an embarrassment. If you leave, you'll never see the kids again. Who'd believe you anyway? That's what abusers tell us. But it's all lies. You deserve to be safe. And when you ask for help, you will be heard.
If you're living with domestic or sexual violence, support is always here. Visit alwayshere.ie or call an Gorda Síochána.
Brought to you by the Government of Ireland.
Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Jeremy and Katie.
It is the Opinions Matter podcast with Jeremy and Katie on this episode, recorded live from the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock, which is a great hotel, a great pub, the Oasis Bar in the White Sands Hotel, which you can pop along to at any stage if you're out walking along the Strand, and just tell them that the guys from Opinions Matter sent you, and they will give you a warm welcome as they do to all their customers. Now, we have a discussion today on today's podcast that, believe it or not, I didn't realise this, Katie, until the message came in from... Now, we're just going to call this guy C, and it'll become obvious why we can't name him in a minute. We've never discussed something like this before.
No.
It's never
no,
been...
No, actually, no. It's not something
I don't...
I
sound surprised. It was you that said it to me. You said we've never discussed it.
On the show, no. We literally haven't. No.
Yet, it is something that appeals to, I'd say, 80% of people because... most of you have been in a relationship with someone with kids, or you have kids and you've been in a relationship with someone, and it's all about who shares the financial responsibility when kids are involved in a relationship. Now, as I said, we promised this guy that we would just call him by his first initial, which is C, and here is what C said to us in the WhatsApp he sent to us last night. Happy New Year, guys. Please blank out my name if you cover this topic on your podcast. For the last 6 months, I've been in a relationship with a woman who has a six-year-old son. It's going great, but there's a big issue because I pay for half of everything for him, even though he has a father who pays maintenance. If the three of us are out for a meal, it's assumed that I will pay half. When we go for days out, it's also assumed that I pay half. We went to Liverpool last week and I paid towards his flights and trip to the football match. I'm not stingy, but I don't think it's my job to pay money towards him. Don't get me wrong, I love him, but he has a father and it's not me. I've dropped hints to my girlfriend, but she's not picking them up. Is it expected when we date someone with kids that we end up paying for the kids as well? Because this is all new to me. It might be something worth debating on your podcast. Now, when that message came in last night, I sent it to Katie because we share WhatsApps that come into the show. Mm-hmm. And we got into a big row on WhatsApp and I just said, here, leave it till the podcast.
Oh, thumbs were going.
We'll agree. There was thumbs and fingers and fists and everything. And I just said, leave it to the podcast because Katie pissed me off with some of the stuff she said about it. So let's just, so everybody's clear what's happening here. C is in a relationship with a single, well, she's not a single mom now, she's in a relationship. But he's in a relationship with a woman for the last 6 months and she has a six-year-old son. The father is still on the scene. He pays maintenance. But when C and his girlfriend and the kid, they go to the zoo or they go to Liverpool or whatever, C is contributing towards that child having the day out and C is a bit pissed off about it. Now, the first thing when I got that message and I sent it to Katie, the message I sent underneath it, if I remember correctly, was, what a miserable, see you next Tuesday. Mm.
And
Katie got very triggered by it. It's not his responsibility.
He's only in the child's life 6 months. He probably isn't even in the child's life 6 months if they're only together 6 months. Okay, pay for a meal or pay for a ticket into the zoo or whatever. Fair enough, give the child a treat. But he should not be expected to fund the extracurricular activities of this child. They are not yet, they're not living together.
That's irrelevant. You shouldn't be bringing that up.
No, hang on. The point is they're barely if they were a unit and it was more established and cemented, I would be like, right, fair enough, he's taken on the role. But this woman is also getting maintenance from the father. Why is this guy being expected to pay?
Okay, he's not being expected.
It's the expectation that annoys me. Okay. If he's a generous guy and he wants to pay, fair enough. But the expectation is there, which I have a problem with. He should not be expected. The sense of it, the reek of entitlement offer, expecting, okay, fair enough, you're going out with the mother, you get the child too. But it's only 6 months, and 6 months of them being together, and I imagine the child doesn't even know him 6 months.
Well, of course the child would know him 6 months.
Well, no, if they're only together 6 months.
So we spoke to him last night. They know each other. He met the child from within 2 weeks of the relationship, which I think is a bit soon. That's a conversation for another day. They met within the first 2 weeks, so he knows the child for 6 months. Here is my belief on this issue. And this is coming from experience, as you know, Katie. Mm-hmm. I've been in relationships in the past with people who have children. Mm-hmm. When you get into a relationship with someone who has a child or children, you know what you're getting into. You're taking on, even if the child has a father, you are taking on that child. And I believe if you're a real man, you pay for that child as well.
If you're a decent guy and you want to, yes. But if there's an expectation there, I have a problem with this woman having an expectation that, oh,
I don't think there's an expectation. No, she just, it just never comes up because she never.
But if it were me, if I were single and I met a guy and my kids, obviously I have two kids, I would not let him pay. You know, he's still new to my life. He'd still be new to my children's life. I would absolutely not be expecting or allowing him to take over the payments like that.
I don't believe that. It's not, the way you're wording it is making it out that this child is a car loan or something like that, taking on the payments. If you are in a relationship, if I was going out with you, yeah, now.
You wish.
Oh, I don't, but if I was going out with you now, and I know getting into a relationship with you, you have two children, I would know that that's going to be an extra expense. And if maybe that's just the type of person I am, that if I went out for a meal for you tonight and your two kids that are not my kids, if we went out for a meal together, the four of us, I would automatically pay for half.
A meal is different.
If we were going, say, the next midterm break, the next midterm break coming up, you said, can we bring the two kids down to Centre Parks? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wouldn't think twice about
But you're a decent guy.
Okay, there you go. So what you're saying is
no expectation. There should be no expectation.
No one's talking about expectation. I think it's the right...
Can you read that message again?
Yeah, I can.
For clarity.
Well, there's no clarity needed. I'll break it down. With this girl for 6 months in a relationship, and she has a six-year-old son. It's going great, but there's a big issue because he pays for everything, even though there's a father who's still on the scene that pays for maintenance. If the three of us are out for a meal, C says, it's assumed I pay half. When we go away for days out, it's also assumed I pay for half. We went to Liverpool last week and I paid towards his flights and trip and football match. I'm not stingy, but I don't think it's my job to pay money towards him. Now,
it sounds like she's leaving him to pay half. It doesn't sound like he's pushing at it. It sounds like it's being expected. From the wording on that, it sounds like it's expected. That's what I have a problem with at 6 months. If they were together longer and if himself and the child had an established proper relationship, I would say fair enough. He's taken on some kind of role in this child.
I can't believe it's a woman you're actually saying that.
6 months is still a fairly new relationship. And I'm saying it from the woman's point of view. I wouldn't want to be in a relationship where I'm letting someone, I would feel like, you know, this is my child, the two of you are only getting to know each other. I wouldn't expect anything, any form
it's
of
not
payment expect, towards my child.
Stop using the words expect. It's not expecting. It's when you are going out with, in the same way.
He has a father. He has a dad.
Yes, he does.
Who's paying maintenance. Where's that money going? Where's the child? Where's that maintenance going for that child?
That's none of your concern. What do you, maintenance doesn't cover stuff like meals out and stuff like that.
The point is that you can treat the child and get to know the child and everything.
I didn't want to do this topic today because I knew it would be just a row between me and you.
No, don't try and villainize me here. I'm just saying, you're trying to make me out to be some kind of heartless villain.
No, I'm just...
At 6 months, 6 months is so new. He should not, if they are more established and they're serious and he's going to be a long-term part of this child's life, then I believe, yes, absolutely, he should take on a stronger role in the child's life. But at 6 months, they should be getting to know each other and there should be no expectation, which is what it sounds like. It sounds like there's an expectation there. You can treat the child, you can go out for meals, you can take the child to the cinema. But if every time you're paying something towards it, then yeah, I do see a bit of a problem with that. I think that's kind of taking the mickey out of the guy. He's only with her a wet week.
Okay, so what do you think about, say, by next Christmas? Do you think you should pay for half?
What's next Christmas? A year and a half?
Yeah. Should you pay for half the toys?
It depends on the relationship, Jeremy. At the moment, at 6 months, it's still new. The child is still getting to know him. It's not fair to expect, and it sounds like there's an expectation there, which is where I take, take issue.
Okay. I want to hear from you if you want to get in this. 085, send us a WhatsApp now. 085-825-2626. Sorry?
Sounds like she's a gold digger.
Oh, that's what it sounds like, yeah.
Yeah, come on, take my kid out, pay for him. No, I'm sorry, you're getting maintenance. You have money coming in for your child. Okay, you can treat the child. You do not have to take over the role of either, activity facilitator for the child. No. It's a load of bollocks.
Okay, it's a load
of... 6 months. 6 months. Talk about ripping the piss out of the guy.
Okay. Finished?
No. I could go on and on here.
Yeah, I know you could. Well, we want to hear from some of the callers. 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. What do you make of this? It's divided opinion between myself and Katie. Katie thinks she's a bit of a gold digger. My opinion as someone, as a man... I think if you're a real man and you take on is even the wrong word to use. If you're a real man and you get in a relationship with a woman who has a child,
I think it's stingy of the mother. I think it's stingy of the mother. I think, you know, yeah, you're in a relationship, but he is, at the end of the day, your child. It's still early days. You know, when things are more established, when you're taking on more of a role in the child's life, then, you know, yes.
Sorry, he has taken on a role. They've gone away on holidays, for God's sake.
I think it's too soon to be asking the guy to pay for everything. I think it's too soon. And the expectation is obviously there because, I mean, he's saying, he doesn't sound from the message like he's offering every time. It sounds to me like there's an expectation. Like Vanessa said, the father didn't go to Liverpool. He didn't want to go to Liverpool. Why should the father pay? Okay, the father maybe shouldn't pay to go to Liverpool. Or maybe he should. It's still his child.
It's still his child's experience. No.
The point is that 6 months, you're with someone. It is your child. Your child is still getting to know this person who's still fairly new into your lives. Talk about piling it on early.
Okay,
treats well and good, but don't expect the guy to be like a second father. You're getting maintenance. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
Hey, Samantha, what do you want to say about this?
Hi, you guys. I'm just in shock that there's a woman out there that has the audacity to introduce her son to a fella after 2 weeks and then to allow him to pay for her son's holiday or put forward the son's holiday and expect him to pay for the meal. What type of woman in this day and age allows that?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, has she no shame? Yeah.
I would be mortified. I would be absolutely mortified. And he sounds like a good guy, and she's gonna run him off. She's gonna run him off because she's acting entitled and a little bit spoiled. You take on the mother, you take on the child. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But within reason, be a good guy, treat the child. But Jesus Christ, don't take advantage of the guy.
Katie, I'd hate this to be my son on the end of this. I'd hate my son to meet a woman that expects that. Now, in this day and age, you probably are going to meet women that have children, and that's okay. But don't introduce your child to somebody after 2 weeks. Sure, you don't know where the relationship's going. Okay. You don't know where
that's
they've been
the
in the past.
Just think of it.
Jeremy, I can't get over you saying that, like, you know, she's not a gold digger.
She's not a gold digger.
This is what's wrong. No, she is, Jeremy. Of course she is. Don't be so silly now. Cop on. It's new year, new start for you. Don't be easily led by women like that, Jeremy. Or your pocket will always be empty, let me tell you.
No, I think the job, not the job, when you take on somebody that has a child, you know that there's going to be an extra expense.
But you don't allow any man to pay for your child to go on a holiday. No, you don't. You have self-respect, you have dignity, and there's something in this world called pride, and a lot of women still have it. But the type of woman that she is obviously hasn't got pride, hasn't got the dignity or self-respect. And you work hard and you pay your own way in this life. So you don't need a man to do that for your child. She's getting maintenance, she's getting children's allowance, and she's probably getting everything else that goes with it. Where's all the money going to?
So, Samantha, would you... Samantha, would you...
Where's all her money?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know the woman's financial circumstances. All I know is when they're going out, if they're going out, the three of them, for a meal or a day out at the zoo or whatever, that it's cut 50-50. And I don't see the big problem with that.
No, I agree with you there, Jeremy, right? If they're going to the zoo, or they're going out for a meal, going to McDonald's or wherever they go, fair enough. But not bring your child to Liverpool and expect to pay half the air flight and pay for his meals over there.
Like, I'd love to know, when it came to the booking situation, did she turn around and say, oh, well, look, here's the cost. What was the conversation that entailed before any payment was made? She obviously expected it, because it doesn't sound like he was just offering. It sounds like this guy is good natured and has been taken advantage of.
No,
I don't. Well, Katie, you're after taking the words out of my mouth. Yeah. So I hope he's listening now and he hears us saying this. You do sound like a wonderful lad, and it sounds to me like you're a kind heart. But don't be taken for a fool, whoever you are out there, because this woman is going to take you for the biggest ride of your life. Yeah. You might get your hole at the end of it, but is it worth it all for that amount of money?
I think about any woman.
I think you're being very unfair on this mother. I'm sorry, lad.
Jeremy, I can't believe you. Yeah. I can't believe that you're letting that wool being pulled over your eyes. Now, you're normally well away for something like that, but today you don't seem to be. What's wrong with you?
Are you okay?
No, sorry.
I'm actually genuinely serious. Are you okay? Because
Having read into the story, I think this man should be applauded.
Okay,
Jeremy, there's a too kind for his own good.
I would imagine. The point is, I would be embarrassed if I were this woman being with the guy six months and she must have seen him coming. And I think any woman that turns around and says, "Oh, he's right," and she should be. I'm sorry, but take a look at yourselves. Have you ever heard of a bit of independence?
So hang on, a friend of mine, and I'll give this both to you, and he won't mind me saying this, I'm not going to name friend.
I think they're scabs.
What?
I think it's scabby. I think if a woman does this to a man, it's scabby, and it's a bit embarrassing for yourself. Until you are properly established in a relationship and as a unit, the three of you together, you should not be expected. And my problem, as I said, is with the expectation.
Okay, a friend of mine, lads, is the mother. A friend of mine got into a relationship last Halloween. A friend of mine got into a relationship with a girl who has three kids. Okay, mm-hmm. She has three kids, and he brought those three kids and her to the Panto last Christmas just gone.
That's lovely.
Brought them to the Panto and paid for the whole thing.
Fab.
Is she a gold digger?
No, because it was probably a surprise and my issue here is the expectation. The undertone is in his message.
If that was given, if your friend gave that to that family as a gift, a Christmas present, well, that's lovely. That's completely different. Well, that woman probably wouldn't expect him to say, right, there's your three kids, you and me, we're going to Liverpool to watch a match.
Yes.
Jeremy, do you know how much it is for a flight to Liverpool and even to go to watch a match right now, or even to go and just go around the ground? You can't afford him for all that now.
I have to pay for
Jeremy, she's a nice guy, seeing through him.
You will never have a successful relationship with someone who has kids if you don't accept them as your own kids. You have to accept.
At 6 months?
Jeremy, that's not what we're talking about. You're still getting to know them. We're not talking about money, Jeremy. We're not talking about the love of a child. This isn't even just about money. This comes down to the simple fact of boundaries.
Sorry, one at a time.
You can't introduce a child to somebody after 2 weeks. Now, come on.
Get your radar out for that. That's a big red flag right there, Jeremy.
What sort of a woman does that?
I agree with you that you shouldn't. But by the way, loads of people do that.
That's a big red flag to me. There's no way a man would come into my life and be introduced to my children. And they're 17 and 24 and I wouldn't do it. But what I'm saying to you is, she's taking the piss financially. She is well secure. She's probably getting her unmarried mothers. She's probably getting whatever deserted wives, wherever the situation is. She's getting maintenance. She's getting children's allowance for the two children or whatever it is every month. So what's she doing with all that money? Well, she's allowing some man to pay for a holiday for her kids or to dip into his pocket. It's all so wrong, Jeremy. Think about
this. Okay, stay there for a second, please, Samantha. If you want to get in on this, 085-825-2626. I'm being outnumbered here.
I think, is he listening?
Yeah, you know he's listening. He's in work.
Okay,
yeah.
I would simply say to her, say, look, you know, I'm still getting to know you, still getting to know your kid. Let's take things slow at the start. You know, if things progress, great. I'll take more of a strict role, or not even a strict role, more of a, you know, a stronger role in your life and your child's life. I'd be happy to contribute anything, but I just want to get to know you both a little bit first before I start paying out for everything. I don't think that's unfair to ask. I think it's reasonable. I think it's sensible, and I think it's a mature thing to do.
Let's have a listen to this voice note from my God, people are so angry about this voice note from Jay.
Afternoon, Jeremy. Afternoon, Katie. Jeremy, at 6 months, they're only together 6 months, that is very quick. Should he be allowed to discipline her child now? Same as he's paying for it. Like, how would you feel about that then, if he started disciplining the child? Because I don't think she'd be too happy. I don't think the father of the child would be too happy. See, that's what happens to a lot of lads. To get into these relationships without thinking if there's children involved, there's an emotional bond as well. And when you break up with her, you don't just break up with her, you break up with that child. And then you've no rights. You could spend 10 years paying for that child. And then if you just break up, you have absolutely squat diddly rights to that child. So 6 months, I think, is a bit quick as well to be meeting the child as well and doing all that. Well, happy new year and welcome back, you lazy shite.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Jeremy and Katie.
Everyone, I have an announcement.
Wicked has been nominated for 4 Golden Globe Awards, including Best Picture, Musical or Comedy.
Come with me to meet the wizard.
Critics are calling it the film of the decade.
So I've been told.
A worthy successor to The Wizard of Oz.
Follow the road.
It's going to lead you right to me.
It's a spectacle that will make your heart soar.
Think of what we could do together.
Wicked, in cinemas now. Rated PG.
Shaped from the finest materials. Precisely tailored to your exact measurements. Options to choose from that reflect the way you want to live. Sounds expensive, doesn't it?
Nah. At Specsavers, our range of varifocal lenses are sensibly priced from €55. Plus, with PRSIR medical card, you'll get up to €84 off. They're just very good varifocals at very good value. Book an eye test now. Ask in store for details.
You're pathetic. Everything about you is an embarrassment. If you leave, you'll never see the kids again. Who'd believe you anyway? That's what abusers tell us. But it's all lies. You deserve to be safe. And when you ask for help, you will be heard.
If you're living with domestic or sexual violence, support is always here. Visit alwayshere.ie or call an Gorda Síochána.
Brought to you by the Government of Ireland.
Here's Jess.
Sorry, lads, I can't come on today. You just can hear the kids in the background here. I think that he shouldn't have to. If the father of the child is paying maintenance, then why is that man expected to pay half of everything? She's being paid to pay for these things, so... it's definitely unfair and he needs to say something. And 6 months in, meeting her kids and paying for flights for them, that's very early on anyway.
Sean, what do you want to say on this?
Well, look, I think where we're getting the big thing about it in the first place, women have been getting all the money, all the house, everything. The only thing a man's going to get is be taxed to facilitate that. When they get their Mickey money, they're running into Dunn's Stores buying lots of drink, doing everything they want, and then they expect a man to go half. When they're getting paid by the government, by everybody, they're making a mint, and men, I feel, are being taxed them in. So that's my opinion on it.
Okay, you've obviously a very low opinion on single mothers and you think that they're not struggling. Do you realise how much single mothers are struggling?
Yeah, no single mother is making a mint. But I get his point. I take his point as in this guy is paying maintenance. She's probably getting the child benefit.
Well, sorry, let me ask him that question. Sean, do you firmly believe that single mothers are making a mint? That was your quote. They're making a mint.
They're making a lot of money, yeah.
No, they're not. They're not.
I believe they are, yeah.
What, you think they're sitting back on with what? You think they've got monocles and gold canes and top hats walking around? No, they don't.
No, they've got 3 holidays a year. They've got a house that they can do whatever they want in. And don't forget, they're getting an option there to be able to prosper, to be able to do things as well.
Hang on, sorry. Can we just... Am I dreaming?
No,
did I just
not,
hear
no.
this? Sorry, did you just say that single mothers, as... in general terms, are making a mint, going on 3 holidays a year, and what's the other one, getting free houses to do whatever they want in?
Exactly. And then when they have the boyfriend, if they feel like they want to kick them out of the house, they can just kick them out of the house, and then he's out on the street, and they're always going to be looked after. We have been giving women everything in this country for a long time.
We
have been made a show of, men have. And that's the truth. We've been robbed.
I don't think
robbed
anybody's making a... The only
robbed
person making a show themselves here today, Sean, is you. I'm sorry, but...
Oh, Jesus, refugee. What has refugees got to do with this situation?
I'm talking about the tax that we're paying.
What are you talking about?
Heavy tax
you're paying
for other people that aren't from this country.
Sean,
if you're a man in this country, not only can you not get a gap off the government, you can't even get rent off a blade of land.
Why should you?
You won't even do it. You give it to anybody else, but not the Irish.
Why should you get a gap off the government? Get your own gap. What'd you ever hear?
I don't need it. I'm saying for people that do. If you're a man, you're not getting it. If you're a man that needs a house, you are not getting it.
Okay, so
Jeremy. Sean, do you have children?
I do.
Yeah, and have you been bitten or stung in the past? Are you bitter?
Not really, no.
You sound like a bitter man.
Like you were made.
No.
I'm just evaluating the news
and the experience that
now.
I have.
I can tell
you. When I was a young chap, I'm 37 years of age. When I was a young chap and I was working my bollocks off trying to rent a place, they wouldn't give it to me. And when I'm walking past the Wells in Clondalkin and there's a load of people in there, not from my country, getting a gaff. And I'm homeless walking through the street.
What does that have to do with anything? We're not talking about refugees. The point is, and let me go back to the statement you made, the very bold and untrue statement you made, that single mothers are making a mint. Do you have any idea? I am a mother of two kids in a relationship. Both of us were fairly good jobs, really good jobs. And I cannot tell you, since I had kids, the amount of admiration and awe I have for single mothers or single fathers that they are doing.
That's easy for you to say. You've never been in Tallaght. You've never been in Jonestown. Living amongst them and seeing what's going down there. You're living from afar trying to be Mrs. Good. I'm doing good. You don't know what they're doing.
They're getting onto the charities and
getting them to give them fucking Dunstars out so they can run down and buy a load of fucking alcohol out.
I get your point of people milking the system. Absolutely, there are people milking the system. And there are people who do it as a career. But to make out and to insinuate that single mothers in this country are making a mint and living the high life is completely, it's untrue and it's idiotic. You're making a show of yourself. I'm actually embarrassed for you.
You don't think there is an issue with places that I'm saying, like Tallaght, Clondalkin, in the city centre? You don't think there's an issue with that?
You're talking about working class areas, and I agree there is an issue with people milking the system. Absolutely,
there's an issue if you're on the ground. This is the you think you know everything, but I'm telling you, if you lived in these places, you'd understand. You get dragged up in Ireland. This is the issue.
Sean,
you're not being brought up in Ireland. You're being dragged up.
How do you think single mothers are going to feel listening to you saying that they're basically cleaning up? They're going on three holidays a year. By the way, it's a completely separate issue.
Listen. I shouldn't have said they're going on three holidays a year. I take that back. A lot of them smoke weed and do loads of coke, so they're only going on one, maybe. Some don't do it.
Sorry, Sean. I get your point. There are women who are playing the system, but I'm not going to sit here and listen to it being as if all dads are victims in this. There are deadbeat ass dads who don't deserve to allow themselves to be given the title of dad. People who go out and make babies and don't do anything for those babies and leave the mothers to do literally holding the baby. I see it all the time. You go into Temple Street Hospital, you see all the mothers there, and it's mostly the mothers. And I know it's probably a bit of a silly comparison, but it's not fair to sit here and make out that all the women are villains and the men are all victims
I know lots of women that are not on the social welfare that struggle just as well as me. We're all equal.
Hang on a few minutes.
I am saying the system that is in place right now is even enabling it. If you could just look past like being hurt of feelings and just see how they're enabling us with this is a ploy if you want to get into it, but it is my thoughts and that's just what I'm saying. I don't know.
You said a few minutes ago, you said that there are a majority of single mothers that are going away on three holidays a year. That's what you said.
Yeah, no, loads of them are smoking weed. I got that one wrong. Okay. Most of them are buying lots of weed. Now, I'm talking about most of them that are doing this, not most of the women. I'm talking about most of the people that are doing what I'm saying, not most of women.
So are you saying that single mothers, are you implying that because someone's a single mother, they shouldn't be able to have, what, luxuries?
Well, do you know what? If you want to know what I would love to do, I'd love to do, who's ever on the social welfare does a drug test. I'd love that. Whoever gets whatever benefits it's off
I don't have a problem with that either, but you're victimising men and villainising women, which is where I have the problem, where a lot of men out there
but we always do the opposite, don't we? I want to speak up for men now.
Sorry, Vanessa, go ahead. What do you want to say on this?
I was born to a single mother in Clondalkin who raised two children with a mortgage, and what he's saying is a load of bollocks.
Now, was your mother spending all the money on cannabis like he's suggesting? Was she going on three holidays a year?
No, she barely even drank, and she still couldn't afford the mortgage. She was years in arrears because...
Hey, are you having a laugh at me? Are you from Clondalkin? Is there a lot of people in Bonogan in Talladega are doing the exact same thing?
Come here. I'm from Neilstown. I know a lot of people.
Even more.
I'm 35. I know a lot of people.
So you didn't see anybody around there doing what I'm saying, no?
No, I've seen people doing drugs, but most of them were working because they could afford it.
I'm not saying that. I'm talking about the social welfare. The money that I have to pay extra tax for, that I'm afraid my child will not be able to get a house in the future for, because of the way our government is giving away money like that. It started off back in the day with money to do.
There's a responsibility on the state to look after mothers.
I'm getting into it. That was fine at a stage.
Sorry, Vanessa, go ahead, go on.
The children have to be protected. That's the job of the government.
Sean, would you listen to what she's saying? Children have to be protected.
They take preference because where else are they going to go? Do you want the children?
I'm not even saying that. That's fine. If we
you're trying to paint out that all mothers are using their children to get a free house. Nobody gets a free house. They still have to pay for that house, even if it is a council-run house.
Have you never heard of a story of that happening? Please tell me you have never heard of a story. I've heard of it 10 times. And I know other people have heard of it 10 times too. Don't tell me that's not true. You're trying to generalise into absolutely everyone. Fair play to your man.
You're talking about generalisations when that's literally what you've been doing,
Sean,
for the past five minutes. You've been doing nothing
but making generalisations. How many holidays did your single mother,
As I said, they're buying weed.
I think Sean, you could do it with a joint. Jesus Christ.
I don't do drugs because
what does them have in buying weed? If that's what they want to spend their money on, if they want to get a bit of grass, that's their own business.
Nah, that's how they're controlling us. They're letting us drink at the weekend and we won't say nothing. We all need to stop smoking weed, drinking and fucking sticking up for ourselves. That girl, and the whole question of this, that girl is making money off, getting money off her...
off her ex,
or whatever. Government, and she's asking your man for half from as well. She's getting 3 way on that.
Right. So let's get back to the original point of the conversation, okay? This woman is probably getting loan parents, probably getting child benefit, probably, and she's getting maintenance. Do you know what that money goes off? It goes off food, it goes off bills, it goes off clothes, it goes off anything her and her child needs. Now, to me, a trip to fucking Liverpool is not for the man to pay for, the ex to pay for, the father or the child. If the boyfriend wants to bring them off to Liverpool and he wants the pleasure of their company going to Liverpool, then yeah, he pays half. I don't care how long they're in a relationship. If you're going to take on the responsibility of a relationship with a mother and a single child and you want them to go abroad, then yeah, you have a responsibility to pay something towards it.
Well said.
It's that simple. If you choose to bring them out in a fancy restaurant.
In other words, Sean, what Vanessa is saying is you were taking on that package. You were taking on the mother and the child. If you started dating a woman, say for instance, you started dating her, Katie.
This is probably where it's going to get a bit weird. I'm going to say I'm a different.
It's going to get a bit weird. I think that happened about 20 minutes ago.
I'm a different
category.
I've never heard of going halves with someone. I normally would just say I get it this time, you get it that time.
No, hang on. Let me ask you. Hang on, Vanessa. I want to ask him this question. If Sean, you got into a relationship with, say, Eric Casey here, who has two children, yeah, you got to know. I wish you luck, Katie. And a year and a half down the line, you were out for a meal with Katie and her two kids. Would you not pay money towards the kids?
I pay the whole meal. That's the way I am. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. That's the way I am. I pay the whole meal. I'm not into that.
Sorry, Jeremy. I have to ask again. Sean, Do you do drugs?
No, no, I don't do drugs.
Do you drink?
Not anymore. I don't. I haven't drank for about 8 months now.
So there is no explanation for this conversation.
Not that I can make. I mean, okay.
Can I just say to the to the lad that posted in initially, what he needs to do is he needs to sit down like an adult and talk to the girl he's with and draw down boundaries of what he's comfortable with, what she's comfortable with. And if he's not comfortable paying for the child, don't take the child out. And if he's not going to take the child out, then
but you see, Vanessa, the thing is as well, it also comes down to if he said, oh, you know, I want to take you both to Liverpool, that's different. If she said, oh, I fancy a trip to Liverpool with my son and I'd love you to come, and then he expects expects him to pay half of her son, then I do have an issue with that. But it's like the question of if you ask someone out, if I ask a guy out, I would take it that I am paying for his meal. I have asked him out. If a guy asks me out, I of course would offer to pay my half, but I would assume that that would mean that he would be taking me out, therefore he would be paying. So context here, you cannot suggest.
Context is important, and we don't have the context. That's the problem. We don't have the context. What he said was we went to Liverpool, which meant that they both decided at some point that they wanted to go to Liverpool with the child.
But the
Liverpool.
Point is that
it was a joint decision.
But this guy is often, from the sense of his message, being expected to pay half or being left to pay half.
To him as an adult to have a conversation with the girl he's with to decide, okay, I'm not comfortable paying that. And if he doesn't speak up, how the hell is she supposed to know?
Okay,
no,
so
that's exactly what I said. I said, be an adult, use your words, put on your big boy pants and tell her. But I don't believe that he should have to pay half of everything. Okay. He might be going out with her, but he's not. That child isn't his, and they are still only getting to know each other. The relationship is new.
If he's engaged in the decision making of where they should go, then it is up to him to pay half.
Okay, here's Dara.
Context.
Here's Dara. Let's hear what Dara has to say.
Oh God, I would never allow someone to be paying for my daughter, and like she's also six. As a single mother, especially only a few months into the relationship, it's just nuts. Like, I mean, I would be so embarrassed as well to even be allowing that to happen. Like, I wouldn't allow that to happen to begin with, let alone expect it. I just think that's way too much. I mean, I wouldn't probably be doing stuff only 6 months into the relationship anyway, like with the three of us constantly, and then on top of that taking payment like three ways is just nuts. Like I would have too much pride, first of all, and second of all, I just think it's way too early.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Jeremy and Katie.
Did you know that all inpatient mental health centres in Ireland are registered and inspected by an independent regulator? The Mental Health Commission creates standards and promotes quality to help ensure you and your loved ones receive excellent mental health care from our service providers. To learn about the Mental Health Commission and the inpatient mental health services in your local area, visit mhcirl.ie today. The Mental Health Commission, working with you to promote and foster high-quality mental health services.
Shaped from the finest materials, precisely tailored to your exact measurements. Options to choose from that reflect the way you want to live. Sounds expensive, doesn't it?
Nah. At Specsavers, our range of varifocal lenses are sensibly priced from €55. Plus, with PRSIR medical card, you'll get up to €84 off. They're just very good varifocals at very good value. Book an eye test now. Ask in store for details.
You're useless. Worthless. I look after the money because you're a dope. You'd be nothing without me. Nobody cares about you. That's what abusers tell us. It's all lies. You deserve to be safe, and when you ask for help, you will be heard.
If you're living with domestic or sexual violence, support is always here. Visit alwayshere.ie or call an Gorda Síochána.
Brought to you by the Government of Ireland.
Aoife, you're annoyed listening to this. Why?
I am. First off, I'm a single mother. I had a child at 17 and I went back to college. And I can tell you now, and I can tell Sean now, single mothers are not making a mint. How much is the rate for a qualifying child on social welfare? €26.
Wouldn't even get you a pair of shoes.
No, it wouldn't. And it certainly wouldn't pay the bills and the rent and the electric and everything else that comes along with having a child. So Now, I'm from rural Ireland, so unless you're on different social welfare rates above in Dublin, like, what's going on? Lots of money and 3 holidays per year. Please. He must have drugs on board.
And what evidence have you got of that, Sean? What evidence have you got that they have three?
I just have, like, lots of experience.
No, but have you evidence? That's what I assume that's what you're looking
for. What you're asking me, do you want me to go through my phone here and see what I can pull out for you? Or, like, I don't know what.
Well, you're the one with the figures
here.
And the facts here, Sean. I mean, you're the one coming on making the bold statements.
Do you work for revenue?
From being around it. That's what I'm saying. It's from experience. I'm growing up in a long time. I remember as a kid, there used to be like this going on all the time, you know. I remember there was bleeding people, kicking people out of houses because they found men's clothes in the cupboard that they were hiding, pretending they weren't living in the houses. Everybody's after it. If you want to, listen, fair play to you. I admire you. That's great news. That's brilliant. But I'm not saying everybody. Maybe I did at the start. I didn't mean to say that. And what I'm saying is there is a lot
on a large platform and saying that single mothers are making a mint. They're getting free houses. They get the hands, balls of money paid for them. You reference Mickey money. Do you know what? Mickey money is €140 a month per child.
Yeah.
Right? Average £40 a week. Okay? So you find me now in the cost of living crisis that we are in. Places where you can feed a child, dress them, keep them warm, keep their healthcare needs and transport them to and from school for £40 a week.
But you're from the country, aren't you?
I'll pay for you to go on a fucking holiday.
You're from the country, aren't you, though?
What does that got to do with anything? She is.
That's what. That has a lot to do with.
Sean, I'm going to ask you, are you okay? Genuinely, because...
That has to do with where she comes from.
No,
so
I'm asking you, are you okay? Because I genuinely don't get one where this conversation is going or where...
Are we going to play this game? Have you not heard what I'm saying? Am I absolutely...
But you're jumping from Billy to Jack and you're going back on what you're saying. I can't make sense of what you're trying to say. I genuinely can't. Maybe I'm stupid. I cannot make sense of your point.
Sean, we have a single mother on the other line. Yeah, Aoife is her name. You've been talking to her. Aoife, how many holidays did you have last year?
Two holidays. Not on social welfare.
Yeah, so this is a single mother who actually works, and she was only able to.
I work now, and I went back to college, but I was a single mother on social welfare because I had a baby at 17, and I know twice as hard as how hard it is.
Now, did you have lots of money for drugs and holidays and cars and houses and all that?
Oh my God, no,
you don't need it for the cars and houses. Get that for free.
Oh, what? Sorry, what? So hang on, Aoife. Let's hear this, Aoife. What did Aoife get for free when she was a single mother, Sean? Are you saying?
I've no clue. I don't know who Aoife is. I'm just saying if you go onto the system long enough, you're going to find out that you're going to get a house at the end of it, a pot of rainbow, where if you're a man, you're not going to get that, yeah? And they're the people that...
Well, because the difference is, as a man, you are not the primary carer of the child, Sean. That would be the difference. I don't want to know your personal details, Aoife, but I assume you were left on your own to raise this child, were you?
Out or is pregnant, I was gone because it was part of a domestic violence relationship. So I have raised them on my own since day one. And I can guarantee you now, Sean, that I have no free house. I'm not living in a council house and I don't get no handouts.
I think there's a big difference now between the Dublin Irish girl and the Irish girl from the country, to be honest with you.
But there's a different welfare rate, is there?
No, I think different personality between the two, you know.
So, maybe I'm wrong, Sean, but just correct me if I am wrong. Is it you're saying that it's a problem with working class areas in Dublin?
I think the girls from the country are way more like genuine and nice and stuff like that. I think when you start getting into Dublin, it gets a little bit rougher, you know what I mean?
No,
I think that's
don't.
A compliment. I think that's a compliment for you. I think Sean's actually giving.
My man's from Roscommon. I love the countryside. I love it.
That okay? Do you live in Dublin, Sean?
I live in Dublin. Yes.
Should not move to the countryside.
for.
I'm not being smart.
You know what? I want to get out of the, I want to get out of this country altogether. I think it's in a shambles. I think people are like having these stupid little arguments where what I'm saying is there's lots of corruption and lots of things going on here. Is the point I'm trying to get to? It's nothing to do.
Yes, I agree with you. There's corruption. There's been people milking the system, but it's not just single mothers doing it. There's people all over the country milking the system.
I don't know why we're even like singling it down to single mothers.
Because you said single mothers are making a mint.
It shouldn't even matter with that because, you know, anybody on the welfare that is like pulling the system, they're all pulling it every which way and making a mint out of it. There's a big scam going on. I don't know if you just want to like highlight that and try to get it stopped or whatever, but if you just want to just like say, oh,
so is your issue today the social welfare system or single mothers? I'm really confused.
We've a week of topics in Sean, okay? There's a week of topics, literally. To the people asking, I know JJ, how many messages has JJ been getting from people asking us to hang up on Sean? JJ, you just tell them what we're telling them, that this show is called Opinions Matter, and just because you don't agree with what Sean is saying doesn't mean we're going to cut people off. If we were to cut every single caller off that callers disagree, we'd have no show. Tracy, how are you? Hello, Tracy?
Hello, yeah.
Hiya. Now, you're angry as well listening to this. What do you want to say?
Pissed off. What planet is he living on? Like, seriously.
And the furthest one from Earth.
I'd be mortified for him actually coming on without any facts. He has no facts to what he's saying. He's tripping himself up, I don't know how many times. And fathers can get houses if they're single, which is children.
But would I be right in saying, because generally in a single parent situation, the mother is the primary caregiver?
Yeah, but the father can, if they're separated and they still have the child. They can get like a two bed, or they can go on the council list, and they can still avail of what the mother can as well. Like once they take the child, weekends or whatever, overnight.
And do you think a lot of people feel the way Sean does, that single mothers get everything from the government? I mean, that's what you
be. It's just something that's been there for a long time, but it's not true at all. Like.
And have you been in this situation?
Yeah, I was a single mother. Yeah.
And how many holidays did you have a year?
Well, I haven't had a holiday since 2021.
Are you buying cannabis every day?
Yeah, because that's what Sean.
Because that's what Sean thinks you're doing.
I couldn't afford. I had to give up smoking when the smoking ban came out because I couldn't afford to smoke.
I wasn't actually asking for a reply. I was being sarcastic. You know, you don't have to justify what you spend your money on to people like Sean or to myself or anybody else. I don't know where Sean was even going, bringing up the cannabis. I'm completely baffled.
Well, the only thing I do agree with Sean with, and it might be a discussion for another day, thanks very much. Oh, sorry, I'll ask you a question in a second, Tracy. The question I want to ask you is drug testing people who are on social welfare so that they don't spend all their money on drugs.
Why does it matter to you, though?
Oh, that's for the next
podcast. No, but I'm asking you genuinely. You're making a statement. I'm asking. So if somebody is listening, they're on social welfare and they don't drink, they want to go out and buy a bit of hash, a bit of weed, and you think they should be drug tested and what's stopped if they're found to have cannabis in their system?
Because I believe that if you can afford, social welfare is supposed to be a safety net, okay?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be able to get you from day to day, okay, to buy the essentials.
Yes.
I don't, maybe just I'm far out here. I don't think cannabis or cocaine are essentials. That's all.
No, I don't think they're essentials either. And I'd be the first to say I don't like the system being milked. But what are you going to do? Somebody has a bit of cannabis in their system and you rip them off the welfare system.
Conversation for another day. Let me just ask you before I let you go, Tracy. This man who started off the full conversation, C is his name. Should he be paying for half the holiday for his partner's kid?
Having him meet our child within, 2 weeks?
Yeah, 2 weeks. Very
that's
soon.
That's madness. I think that's crazy. Because I was in that situation when my son was 8 and I was nearly 24. And I met my husband when he was 8. And it was months before I introduced, because I needed to make sure that me and him connected and we were serious and we were going to carry on with stuff.
I think
I could let my son meet him.
I agree with you. I think people introduce kids to new partners way too soon, and it causes huge, huge complications and things when you introduce children so soon. So again, Katie, the best thing we can do is when you and I go home is divorce our partners. Yeah?
Yeah.
Get divorced.
Get my 3 holidays a year.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? Yeah. Now there are, in fairness to what he was saying, there are parents or there are single parents who are milking the system. You would agree with that, wouldn't you?
Yes. But there's men and women milking the system. I don't think it's fair to say single mothers are making a mint and living in some kind of life of luxury, because I genuinely, since I had kids, I have the utmost respect for single parents at all, because there's two of us there and some days I want to pull my hair out. So, I mean, yeah.
And that's the hair on her back as well.
That's the hair on my back.
Anyway, back to C, because I know, C, you're listening to the show or to the podcast and work. I know that slightly got sidetracked by Sean and his rant about single mothers. But the majority of people feel that you are, no, I don't believe this, this is not my opinion, but the majority of people feel that you are being taken for a mug by this girl. But you say you love the child and you love his mother as well. So you do, I think you need, he needs to sit down. In fact, you know what he needs to do? He needs to play her this podcast. Well, that could break up the relationship.
Yeah, that's...
Okay, don't play her the podcast.
How the hell did you ever get married? How did you ever get a woman to marry you? You know nothing about humans or women.
Or women. Anyway, thank you for listening to this episode of Opinions Matter. Don't forget, if you want to listen to all the new episodes and our backlog episodes as well, make sure you subscribe on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. And we will talk to you on the next one. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Shaped from the finest materials. Precisely tailored to your exact measurements. Options to choose from that reflect the way you want to live. Sounds expensive, doesn't it?
Nah. At Specsavers, our range of varifocal lenses are sensibly priced from €55. Plus, with PRSI or medical card, you'll get up to €84 off. They're just very good varifocals at very good value. Book an eye test now. Ask in store for details.